Girls in Their Married Bliss by Edna O'Brien, read by the author. Chapter 1. Not long ago, Kate Brady and I were having a few gloomy gin fizzes up London, bemoaning the fact that nothing would ever improve, that we'd die the way we were, enough to eat, married, dissatisfied. We've always been friends. As kids in Ireland, we slept together, and I used to push her out of bed on purpose, hoping she'd crack her skull or something. I liked her and all that. I was as jealous as hell, of course. But she was too sedate and good. You know that useless kind of goodness? Asking people how they are and how their parents are? At national school, she did my compositions for me. And in the Convent of Mercy, we clung together, because the other 80 girls were even drippier than she, which is saying a lot. When we vamoosed from the convent, we went to a linoleum slum in Dublin, and then on to another slum here in London, where over a period of 18 months we got asked out to about 3 good dinners apiece, which meant 6 meals for both of us, because we had a pact that whoever got asked out would bring back food for the Cinderella. I've ruined the inside of more handbags that way. We weren't here a year when she re-met a crank called Eugene Gaillard, whom she'd known in Ireland. They took up their old refrain, fell in love, or thought they did, and lost no time making puke out of it. The marriage was in the sacristy of a Catholic church, question of having to. They wouldn't do it out front because he was divorced and she was heavily pregnant. I was bridesmaid, pink chiffon and a hat with a veil for which they paid. I looked like the bride. She was in a big floppy striped maternity dress and a child's face on her. She's sly. The sort that would look like a child even if she kept...